This is Bill Venners with our team of developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007. I'm sitting here in the Java 1 Pavilion with John Mitchell, who is the chief architect at Krugel, and Laura Merling, who is the VP of Marketing and Business Development. And they have a website called Krugel.com where you can search source code that's out there on the internet, and they also have a new product, Krugel Enterprise. It's a box that you can put in locally, and it'll search your own source code internally. So one of the things I wanted to ask was that at large enterprises, one of the problems is it's hard to make changes to existing code because you don't know, because there's people spread out all in different development teams that are using that code, and you might break their code. And so how can code search help address that problem?
What we like to talk about is impact analysis, right? So you want to make a particular change, and you want to know who's going to be impacted by it, whether it's a reuse library that you've written, or whether it's a particular method that you know some other people have referenced in terms of integration. And so what you can do is actually make a change to a piece of code, or look at the piece of code you want to change, and then take a look at and search for all the other pieces of code across multiple repositories that might actually be impacted by your single change. So instead of finding it out in QA or after the fact, you actually get to do impact analysis and determine that ahead of time and, you know, go out and figure out, ask that person, hey, I'm going to change this piece of code. This is what I think it's going to change or impact on what you're doing. You know, is it all right if I make the change? So you'll be able to do that in advance.
Okay, that's great. So another thing that code search I've heard is intended for is reuse. So I'm about to do something. Has it been done before in my organization? Have I done it before and forgotten? Basically, I can search and find. Now, one of the things that I've experienced is that I can search and find things similar, but not exactly to what I want. So can you talk a little bit about to what extent can search be used to sort of facilitate reuse inside an organization?
Well, so, I mean, exactly along the lines of what you said, if you think that there's a, it's actually easier when it's in your own organization than when it's the publicly available code. You tend to have different references that you use internally or standards that you use internally to reference code. So being able to look inside should help with reuse. But it's not just being able to find, let's say you want to find something that's, a particular method that you think is out there and it exists. You can not only look in code, you can select, we have different channels. So you can look at a code channel, or you can look at a project channel if you know what project it might be associated with. Maybe there's some documentation. So what Krugel actually does, and Krugel Enterprise, goes out and searches across all your development assets, all your software assets. So whether it's a corporate wiki, or whether it's a bug tracking database, or whatever it might be. So when you're actually looking for a reference to something to see if it exists, you'll also get any documentation or related bug tracking or SCM comments. So it can help narrow it down in terms of what it is you're exactly looking for and help you find a better reference for it. On the code reuse side, if you are the person building the code reuse library, you can also then have access. A lot of what we get are requests when we're talking to large enterprises is we get into the code reuse teams and they say, hey, what we want to know is who's actually using the libraries that we've built, which ones are being used, how are they being used, are they using them correctly? So it's works both ends, both you as a developer that wants to find code internally to reuse, but also from the reuse teams to make sure that what they have is being referenced.
That's actually been a big problem in the whole reuse space. If you look at all the waves of trying to go after components and reuse from that side of the world in the object space, right, is the whole librarian problem, right? What's out there? So what do you have? You have an official librarian and you have catalogs and nobody uses them, right? But everybody already uses search. Right? Everybody already does it to find information, whether it's code or not. So by putting all these pieces together in context, you get the sort of serendipitous effects. I'm looking for this, but oh, this reminds me about that. And so you follow the chain to get what you're really looking for, or the solution to your real problem.
All right. Great. Thank you very much.